The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So I'd like to offer just some things to consider as you are practicing this morning. There's a way in which we might be meeting our experience without knowing that we're doing this. We meet it with this kind of, oh, okay, here's that thing again. And there's a way that we kind of like disconnect, like, oh, yeah, there's the sadness. And there's a way that we armor ourselves up, or maybe we bring some apathy towards it, or there's a way in which we disconnect from uncomfortable experiences, especially when they're familiar. And for a long time, I didn't understand this expression, Zen mind, beginner's mind. I didn't really understand what are they pointing to with this beginner's mind? But what if beginner's mind is to bring a sense of maybe wonder, or even like, oh, wow, here's sadness, and wow, I never noticed that, A, I have a habit of disconnecting, and B, that I maybe like have this way in which my shoulders get closer together and the chest closes, or maybe there's a way in which there's this lump in my throat that just always stays there. Just offering this as an example of, can we bring some freshness to the way that we're seeing each moment, and in particular those ones that are a little bit uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable, and that we are seeing maybe again and again. There's a way in which meditation practice can turn into a way of escapism or of being disconnected from our experience instead of bringing us closer to our experience. Being with our experience is the way forward, is the way where there's more freedom. But it's disguised as discomfort. It's disguised as a little bit of work rather than staying disconnected. So can you bring a freshness of seeing to whatever arises in your practice this morning? And can you turn off the recording, Kevin?